Hey everyone, this is Adam Ellenboss from Nightlight Astrology. Happy Friday, everybody. Today we are going to take a look at a couple of Mercury transits that are coming up. We have a Mercury trine to Neptune coming through over the weekend. Neptune in Pisces, Mercury in Cancer, so very watery. And then we're going to take a look at a transit that's coming in early next week. We'll probably do another video next week on this one as well, which is Mercury's opposition to Pluto. It's a little bit bigger, a little more heavy hitting. And it's interesting that it's coming in right off from the trine between Mercury and Neptune. So that'll be part of the context of what we look at today. But we're going to look at three things to remember from Mercury Neptune, three things to remember from Mercury Pluto, and then maybe more on Mercury Pluto next week. At any rate, that is our agenda for today. As always, don't forget to like and subscribe. If you are new to the channel, welcome. I hope you enjoy the content. Give us a little thumbs up. It helps us. Leave your comments and reflections. It also helps the channel to grow. If you'd like, you can find a transcript of any of my daily talks on the website, nightlightastrology.com. And when you're there, check out my readings and classes. If you have any questions about my readings or the courses that we offer, you can email us, info@nightlightastrology.com. Well, you guys know that I am also promoting a friend of mine this week in Amanda Walsh, who is the owner and founder of astrologyhub.com. I'm very glad to be promoting them. I'm not getting anything out of this other than promoting something that I think you guys would like because they're my friends. I've worked for them. Lots of my friends work for them. And I'm always getting questions about other good communities and resources, especially for readings. People ask me a lot, you know, I'd like to get a reading with you. I don't want to wait a whole year. That's my wait time, unfortunately. I mean, I'm happy to be busy. Hate to make people wait. But in the meantime, if I want to get something quicker, what would you recommend? And so this week has been a fun way of me trying to generally promote something that I hope everyone will find useful, which is the Astrology Hub's reading service. But anyway, here's astrologyhub.com. They have a great podcast, which I've been on several times. They have, if you go to the membership section, they have an inner circle that meets every month where there's a different astrologer guiding you through all of the lunation cycles of the year with different teachings. I've taught in that program before. And yeah, it's pretty cool. If you go into the description of this video or the comment section, you can find a promo code that will give you a little discount if you want to join that inner circle. You can also check out their readings tab, which is the one that I'm really excited to share with you guys. It takes you over to Astrologer Connect. Once you get to Astrologer Connect, if you're looking for a reading service, this is the one that I refer people to if you don't want to wait in line for mine. And the cool thing is they have a whole bunch of different astrologers on staff. Many of them are my friends, colleagues. Many of them have taught here in my programs, several of whom have actually been in my programs. So you can check out their profiles, but also you can get matched with a good astrologer by taking a quiz, which is pretty cool. It's a pretty cool deal that you can do to kind of match you with the right astrologer based on what you want to talk about. So this is where I'm referring people to. I get about a dozen emails a week, and now I can just refer people to these videos, which is a little bit easier for me than answering a dozen emails a week from people asking, who would you match me with if I can't meet with you? And it's like, well, that's tough to answer. So at any rate, if you want to sign up for a reading through Astrology Hub, use the promo code that they've shared with us this week. It's good through the end of July. It's AC10ADAM for 15% off. And I hope you guys find that useful, as well as all the other cool content that they produce. Again, I've been a part of the production of their content in the past, and a lot of my friends and colleagues work there. And I've gotten to meet all of their staff in person at an astrology conference last August. And they're just lovely people, have a really heart-centered approach that resonates with my own. I don't get anything out of promoting this week, just trying to promote something that I find valuable that I think you guys might find valuable. So, all right, well, let's take a look at the real-time clock and let's get into our astrology of the day. So what we want to look at, if my pen will show up, my pen is missing. There we go. So here we have over the weekend, and I've highlighted July 9th here, you're going to see that the two planets that are moving into connection with one another are Mercury and Neptune. And then right after Mercury connects with Neptune, it goes through the opposition to Pluto. So we've got a trine from Mercury in Cancer to Neptune in Pisces, and then an opposition from Mercury in Cancer to Pluto in Capricorn. Now let's just play this out a little bit. You'll see that the trine is coming through on Sunday, July 9th. And then the opposition is going to come through between the 10th and 11th. So we will spend a little bit more time with the Mercury-Pluto dynamic next week. These are just a few things to get you ready for these transits over the weekend. And what I'm going to do is talk about three things to watch for with each transit and tell you a little bit about how I see these things coming together as a kind of 1-2 combination of archetypes. So Mercury, Neptune, and both in water signs and trine. Trines are of the nature of Jupiter, which means smooth, harmonious, beneficial, usually providing with allies and opportunities and positive cohesion building events, meaning that they things build toward greater unity. So Mercury, Neptune, the three things I would watch for would be in mostly positive here, emotional outpourings. By that, I mean verbalized or written or somehow shared or expressed artistically, that there is like a big wave of emotional energy that's just ready to come through. And it could be in romance or intimacy. It could be with your children or your family members. It could be in an emotional letter that you write to a friend or a profound journal entry that you come up with on your own that's for no one other than yourself. But this kind of tidal wave of positive emotional sharing is potentially very healing. One of the things that water does is it soothes, it nurtures, it heals and restores. It creates fluidity where there might be rough edges. It eases tensions, or it softens hard or rigid boundaries for the sake of fluid exchange. So this kind of emotional outpouring in a positive trine kind of exchange, I think, could be very positive in this respect. Now, number two would be just the effect of peaceful communication. The combination of Mercury Neptune is peaceful and subtle. It is sweet and sensitive, and it resembles something like nonviolent communication, like as a genre or kind of like a theory of communication. So nonviolent communication, a way of sharing needs, of hearing and listening to people empathetically, of compassion and forgiveness. These are the most positive things that I can think of. And the reason that I'm leaning in a positive direction, although there are always, I'm going to mention some of the potential negatives on part three here, but the reason that I'm going in this direction is because the trine nature of the connection tends to make for the most positive and beneficial themes of the combination, within the combination. So peaceful communication being one of them, emotional outpourings and peaceful communication. And again, you think a lot of Mercury Neptune also as smooth and fluid. And when things are smooth and fluid, there can be this sort of subtle way in which we allow, there's more reciprocity, there's a give and take in our relationships, especially. Now, with Mercury in Cancer, you might see that some of this is coming through the family or family karma, or that there's some kind of ease and flow and relaxation of tension or boundaries with respect to old family grudges or kind of old lines drawn in the sand that are starting to get washed away. Something that has history behind it would be very Cancerian. Something that has history but is being gently worn down by understanding, time, and compassion. These would be the kinds of things that I would watch for. And number three would be boundary dissolutions, which I've already mentioned in terms of like boundaries being softened. But this can also be in terms of our mind, our imagination. You know, when we enter into little periods of hopeless romanticism, it's as though the normal linear way of interacting with the world is softened and the boundaries dissolve. If you meditate or you pray or you go for a walk in the woods or you journal or you play an instrument or you write or you make love, all of these things have the effect of potentially softening and relaxing tensions, but also the boundary dissolutions of Mercury Neptune can result sometimes in damaging things like illusions or intoxication or gossip or poor boundaries or oversharing, you know, and almost the fluidity can lend itself toward, you know, like poor boundaries could be a sign of, you know, some mental health challenges maybe, or a neediness or a desperate quality emotionally, a feeling of being a victim or of being perpetually wounded and, you know, relying, being overly dependent or something like that. But honestly, with a trine, I wouldn't be as worried about those particular qualities as I would be about, you know, as I am hopeful about all of the positive ones. These boundary dissolutions act to tear down walls that have been put up and kept keeping people's hearts apart. I think that's much more likely with a trine between these two planets. Well, that brings us into Mercury and Pluto's opposition and the three things that I would watch for here. And we will be visiting this one again, like I said, so this one's a little bit bigger. But it's interesting to me that coming off from this Mercury-Neptune contact, Mercury immediately then goes into an opposition with Pluto, as though whatever dam is, you know, wherever the dam is blocked up and then released, or wherever there's this emotional, let's call it the emotional outpouring, the emotional wave that comes through, it seems to trigger an immediate Plutonian reaction. And the Mercury-Pluto reaction from Mercury in Cancer to Pluto in Capricorn would bring eruptions, probably emotional, familial, ancestral, marital, familial. I think I already said that. Big eruptions from the unconscious, stuff that's been pent up or stored up or unspoken or unseen, growing silently and perhaps toxically beneath the surface somewhere, or just kept within somehow. This is a moment where the unconscious may be communicating very forcefully, something that's very vulnerable and very powerful at the same time. And it comes up and can kind of seize our consciousness. It shows up as the unexpected email or the unexpected emotional blowout. I think it's interesting that such a powerful and positive wave of emotion immediately leads to such a big purging. And that's part of another one I'll talk about. But number two would be painful emotional truths. Now, they're true, and you have to face them in order to transform, but it's painful to do so, or it's visiting old traumas, or it's trying to reprocess something that you'd rather not look at again. So these things that come up for us to look at, they're not easy, but somehow we're rewarded and transformed and have like a new lease on life if we take a minute to, you know, be brave and forthright and forgiving too. I think that this wave of Mercury-Neptune energy in water seems to immediately have the effect of wanting to unblock or get us unstuck in some way, but it may cause painful truths to come up to the surface. I always like to say, you know, with Pluto, it's a little bit like a zit being popped. You guys have heard me say that before, but it's the truth. And that leads to number three, which is purgation, release, and transformation. Now, again, we're going to talk a little bit more about Mercury-Pluto next week. I just wanted to give you guys some things to be aware of going into the weekend. The purgation, the release, the transformation is all very positive. But with an opposition, it usually means that there's a polarization happening, that there are two extreme opposite points of view or ways of communicating or two different stories that come from the past about the way that something happened. Or that there's a difficulty in admitting something, or that there's been a certain amount of denial or unconscious repression, or that there's been suppression, and that we're having to, you know, face something and release it, purge it, so that it does not have any more of a damaging effect than it already has. Well, you know, people often get their feelings hurt when those kinds of things come up in relationships. One person may have to take a little bit more responsibility for their actions or their words or their patterns, or both people might. And it's a little bit of a, it can be like a little bit of a come to Jesus moment for the emotional dynamics or communication dynamics in relationships or within families or groups. But once faced and released, the potential for that transformation to lead to new life and a powerful new start that is inherently more positive and healthy is also promised. And that's the cool thing about Pluto, is that if you face this kind of internal tension and the polarization of different energies, that by facing them, talking about them, releasing them, being really honest, taking a kind of fearless emotional inventory, you stand to be in a place that is no longer burdened by something. Now, I think it's interesting, again, we have this wave of very healing emotional energy coming through, but it also, it's like that wave of energy is uprooting some things and causing them to come unstuck and right up into conscious view from the unconscious. That's how I would look at this. So an interesting sequence. We will be back next week to talk more about Mercury Pluto, but I wanted to pair them together so you have a feeling of how this Mercury Neptune transit over the weekend is sort of dovetailing right into the Mercury Pluto energy next week. So pay attention to that. And I can't wait to read your stories. If you have a story to share, don't forget to use the hashtag grabbed or send us your stories grabbed@nightlightastrology.com. We've been aggregating them and we'll be doing another grabbed episode, I believe, next week. So look forward to that and to hearing your stories. Don't forget to like and subscribe before you leave. Appreciate you guys. Hope you have a great weekend. We'll see you again next week. Bye.